DanielBritt.com.
It is Joy FM at 8:33.
It's good to hear his voice. We were warned that it may be deeper than normal because he was under the weather, and maybe we would have to adjust our equalizers and to pick up the frequency of his vocal cords. But Steve Brown is an author, broadcaster, even here on Joy FM, with you think about that, and seminary professor. And Steve, I wish we could be talking about fun stuff with you because you're such a fun guy, and I know you are the Santa Claus, right, at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's right, and a Scrooge, which is a disconnect from my grandchildren.
Yeah.
But I wish we could talk about happy things, too. This thing in Newtown has, it's just so tragic and filled with pathos that I can't get my mind around it. It's just awful. It's a terrible situation. I have a pastor friend who serves a church in Newtown, Ohio.
Mm.
And he was in the library doing some research and got a text that the children at the elementary school in Newtown had been killed. And he said I could hardly get out of the library, and then I found out it was another Newtown.
Wow.
And even was puzzled that my pain was less. You know, all of us think about our children and our grandchildren and about schools, and it hits every one of us. And I thought our president's comments were very apt in expressing what we all feel.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, I got the Facebook or the tweet that you did that said I can't get my mind around. I don't think any of us can, but what would you say is the most salient, the most important thing that we need to remember right now?
Well, you know, there's a cacophony of ideas that come to my mind in the face of something like this. First, there needs to be the recognition that I shouldn't be surprised and the thankfulness that I am. God has been very clear to us, and we miss it, especially at Christmas when we're surrounded by sweetness and light and songs and music, but that's just a mask, and it covers real evil that goes bone deep, that is a part of a fallen world. And so Christians can never play the Disney World thing about, in our finer moments, we recognize that pain and suffering and darkness are always present and always have been and will be until Jesus returns. And so while it knocks us for a loop, we can't get our mind around it and it breaks our heart, it should not be at least intellectually a surprise to us, because God has been very clear. And not only was he clear, he came into our dark and fallen and painful world and suffered it with us. And so you can't be glib about these things. You know, glib doesn't work in the dark.
Yeah.
So you taste the salt of the tears, but of course, I needed to be reminded that I'm not home yet and that we live in a hard place and that Jesus has come. And it's the only answer that we have. If I were talking to somebody other than you guys, and you were unbelievers and we were going to debate where was God when all this happened.
Yeah.
I could probably win the argument, but the words would be shallow. Because there just isn't anything but silence and tears before this kind of tragedy. But with all that being said, and that it should happen at Christmas, he has come with truth and light, and there's hope. You know, before I was a Christian, I was an existentialist. I can't spell it, but I think I know what it is. But Albert Camus, who was a French existentialist, am an atheist who was close to coming to Christ, close to his death in the 60s.
Right.
He was in an automobile. But at any rate, he talked about the meaninglessness of the world, and even said in a very radical way, the only question that those of us who are thinking have to deal with is suicide, because there's no meaning. And he became fascinated with the Christian faith, with guilt and redemption. And he said, if there is a God, and if that God has entered this world that way, there's hope and there's meaning. And I'll tell you something, you know, in the middle of this, that's all I have, and I lean on it. And I don't want to sound overly religious, but Daniel and Candy, it's enough. It'll get you through.
The day was Friday, and of course we've been hearing all the news updates and the report and all the late-breaking stuff, and it was nighttime. My wife went out to a party. I put the kids to bed. I was actually cleaning the kitchen for her. I'm a good husband, Steve. And I turned on a podcast that I had been listening to just a couple of days before of your show and an interview you were doing with Karen Spears Zacharias, and it had to do with the murder of a child. And I thought, yeah, this can't, I can't listen, but I couldn't stop listening because what she was saying about something totally, a totally unrelated story, but yet somehow it was related, and the emotions and all the stuff she was talking about. I thought that was rather...
Isn't it amazing how God clicks things for his people?
Yeah.
And that's that, too. That podcast was not an accident that you listened to.
Yeah.
That was a God thing. It's amazing to me the number of things that have... Somebody sent me the... I have a friend whose son died last week in Colorado, and another friend sent me what his wife said at the funeral about the pain of the, and they lost a child before too, and how can she go through another tragedy? And as she began to give witness to Christ, I thought, yeah, that's hope. That's all there is. We don't have anything. And the thing that drives me nuts is that unbelievers are just say silly things. And, you know, I want to say, you don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have those verities that anchor you down when it gets hard, then you say really silly and superficial things. And I've heard so much of that, sometimes I've just quit watching. I'm just tired of the nonsense.
Yeah. Steve Brown is with us, by the way, live this morning on Joy FM. Steve is with Key Life Network, and you can find out more at keylife.org. But I appreciate what you're bringing to us. I've got one more question, but it's going to come after a phone call. Yesterday, we were trying to be as sensitive as we could with young kids maybe in the audience, but we were talking about it, and we got this phone call from a mom. It was Monday morning, routine setting back in, going back to school for the first time since the news of the weekend. And let's listen to the call, and then I'll have a final question for you, Steve.
It's a sad day for America, and it's a sad day to take your kids back to school not knowing what's in store for them. Got two kids right now that I'm on my way to take to school, and it's just not as easy as just dropping them off, and you got a lot of things going through your mind. So it's just a scary day for all parents, I do believe, that are trying to take their kids back to school right now and just have that going through their mind, what could happen to them and all the questions that they do have. And I think the best thing for everyone is just to pray about it, pray for God to put his protecting arms around our children.
In Steve's letter that you wrote this month from Key Life, you talk about the author who asked the editor, who was getting on his nerves, where were you when the page was blank? And even your own story of being a pastor in the wee hours of the night before a Sunday service, I assume, here, where you were seeking God for the message you were to bring before the pulpit, before the church. And so it kind of brings me to this question. Times like this, you don't have to go searching for that sermon. At times like this, you know exactly what probably needs to be said because you got all these questions coming at you. Give us kind of an example as followers of Christ, not just as professional religionists, but as all of us, as we're walking this thing out, How should we be ready for an answer at a time like this, and what should that answer be?
Well, we should have. I had a professor in seminary who knew Jesus, but just barely. But he was a great scholar, and we had the Alaskan earthquake that you guys are too young to remember, and a lot of people had died. And somebody said to him, "Dr. Beck, what would you say if you were the pastor of a church in Anchorage this Sunday?" And he said, "I would say nothing because I would have prepared them before it happened." Mm. That's what Jesus did for us. Mm. He said, "You know, I told you this stuff before, so that when it happens, you won't be shaken, and then I've given you my spirit." And so to that mother, and my heart breaks for those who have lost the children, but also for mothers who take their children to school and wonder and worry. But I think in the middle of that, you remember him. It's an anchor, and it's enough.
Yeah.
And when you lean on him, you get through it. And take it from an old guy. You know, I've tried it. That's all there is, and it really is enough.
Wow. Steve Brown of Key Life Network. And, again, we appreciate your time this morning, and glad you're feeling better. And
hey, thanks. And listen, next time we talk, let's talk about death and taxes, okay?
Exactly right.
You guys are just a bundle of joy.
Steve.
Hey, love you both. God bless you.
Thank you. Take care, bud. And we'll have this again available for you to listen to with Steve Brown. KeyLife.org online for more information about Steve's ministry. Joy FM.